God is saying that my instructions for the prayer center have not changed. For I continually beckon unto you to come deeper into me in realms of worship, corporately and individually. Because there's much that we have to receive from Him that's going to only be found in this place. And we're going to have a lot more services like this in the future. And I can see a picture of this. It's a little kid at the beach. A child playing in the water. And he wades out into the waves. And he wants to go deeper, but he gets scared and he runs back. And he runs back out to the waves and goes a little bit deeper, but he gets scared and he runs back. The waves that we're going into are of His love. And when you go out into those waves, they challenge all the insecurities in our soul that's based off false love. And sometimes we don't know what to do when we hit that. And us as a body, you know, we've approached this before. And we've turned around and gone back. We've approached it again. We turned around and went back. But the instructions from God haven't changed. And he's there and He's saying, I'm beckoning. Come. Come deeper. Because it's only a well of life that we're going to walk into. Wade into a well of love. A perfect love that drives out all fear. But while it's driving out all fear, it's challenging all fear that's still left. And it could get really uncomfortable. And you know, it's never going to be based on our emotions. It's never going to be based on what we feel. It's going to be based that I'm in Him, He's in me, and we are one. And when I lift up my hands and say I love you, there's interaction going on because I'm a son and He's my Father. And it might take some time for our emotions to come online. They're not going to come online first. And the deeper we go, the more secure we'll be in His love, the more we're going to be flipped upside down in our world with perception of what is reality.